This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome, welcome back. Another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the solution. You know, some of you guys joined me earlier this week. We had Major General Paul Valley on with us, and he was talking about the movement towards the states now starting, you know, really starting to use nullification in order to beat the feds at something that they shouldn't be doing to begin with. And the states have always had the power to do it. They just really haven't. This is, comes from a total lack, a total misunderstanding or no understanding of the Constitution. I'd love to know, how many guys think that that an elected official, especially in a state elected official, should at least have an understanding of their own state constitution? You swear to uphold, look, I'm just a lowly school board member in the grand scheme of things. And you, and we swear to uphold the United States Constitution and the Constitution in the state of California. How can we do that without knowing what it is? Right? How? So, I think that elected officials should have an understanding. They should be able to pass some kind of test. I know, everybody goes, well, the Constitution says, yeah, I got it. But you remember, you know, our founding fathers thought we were gonna have two brain cells to rub together. Look who we're electing. Look at what's going on. Really? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. All right. I promised somebody I would talk about this a little bit. This is Holy Week, okay? And it's really funny because the majority of Christians don't even know what quote-unquote Holy Week is. I think it's more celebrated by Roman Catholics, Roman Catholicism, or Catholicism as a whole. I grew up in what was known as the Roman Catholic Church. I called it the militant arm of the Catholic Church. We had Franciscan nuns, and they were very tough. Not that I'm upset about it, but they were very tough. And probably because of their toughness and the priests, probably why I never got into jail. You know what I'm saying? I had a respect for authority that you don't find in many places. But Holy Week for them is that week leading up to. The week leading up to the death of Christ, so that is called, you know, Good Friday. And I'm not going to get all theological with you guys. I'm not going to get crazy. Just, we need to touch on it. It's real. And we should discuss it even a little bit. Because, again, whether you're quote-unquote religious or not, the reality is that your kids are asking, people are asking questions about this, right? Now, the Christian church is the week between Palm Sunday, last week, and Easter. They observe it as a special week. It's a special time. It's a devotion, and you go back in, and you start to, you know, understand what Christ was doing, what was this was leading up to, what this really meant. And you heard me kind of touch on it with Sonia. And for all intents and purposes, the reason you call it Good Friday, the reason we call it Good Friday, is without the death of Christ, there's no resurrection. Without the resurrection of Christ, there's no eternal life, so to speak. Right? And if you're a Christian, this is what you, well, you should believe anyhow. You see the most important day in Christianity is not the birth of Jesus. I mean, it is an important day. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to belittle it. But it's not the most important day. The most important day is the resurrection of Christ. That's why you heard me playing with Zoe a little bit the other night. I said, look, I don't call it Easter. I call it Easter for my friends that don't get it. Right? But for me, for Joe Messina and his family, we call it Resurrection Day. Why? What are we celebrating? We're not celebrating the chocolate bunny. We're not celebrating the eggs. You know, when I was a kid, we were so poor, we actually hard-boiled real eggs, and we weren't allowed to throw them away. They used them for salad later or something. But without the resurrection, our religion doesn't stand. Our relationship with Christ doesn't stand. It means nothing. It's what separates Christianity from the rest of them. We have a risen, holy, living God. That's why. That's why it's such a big deal. And frankly, celebrating Easter, and I'm not, again, I won't get crazy on you, look up what Easter is. Look at what the original celebration was. You know, in the early days of all of this, the early church, they had a bad habit of pulling holidays together so they'd get more people involved. They figured by getting more people involved, getting more people to understand, then they would pull more people into following Christ. Anybody who does any studying, and again, I'm not putting it down, we celebrate Christ's birth in December. But if you do your studying, there's no way Jesus was born in December. But it's okay. We've decided to use that day as his birthday. We've decided to celebrate him on that day, and that's fine. But the thing that bothers me about... See, I said I was going to do this. I'm sorry. The thing that bothers me about Easter is a celebration of a pagan god, the fertility god. Now, let me get the rabbit, the eggs. Hello, anybody home? So you really got to go out of your way. Same thing with Christmas. We did it. You go out of your way to make sure that your kids understand the difference between the two. Because look, if you really believe what you say you believe, if you're really a believer, if you're really a Christian, look, if you're really a Christian, a Jew, a Muslim, an atheist, or what have you, there's a reason why you believe what you believe. You have to be able to at least sell it to yourself. Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive. Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Tide on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Got a lot of quick stories I want to get through later on. But I do want to touch a little bit on Holy Week because, frankly, I'm a Christian. I believe in Christ. I've got the mic. And, you know, I hear people say a lot of, I'm not going to say crazy, but ignorant things about Holy Week, Good Friday, what I call Resurrection Day, what my family calls Resurrection Day. I know there's been plenty of edicts, if you would, to come out from different churches, different groups. The pre-Nicene church, they concentrated their attention on the celebration of one great feast, the Christian Passover, on the night between, you know, Saturday and Easter Sunday morning. As time went on, they separated the events. You know, one time, I don't know if you know it, if you pay attention to your history, We didn't celebrate Christmas in this country. Right? The Puritans would allow us to. Not just the Puritans, but others. As time went on, they didn't see it as the right thing to do. So that's why, you know, again, we've got some religions celebrating a week long. And different churches do it differently, different denominations do it a little differently. But really, for us, the most important morning, the most important day, is the Sunday of Resurrection. And again, what's sad is most kids tie it all together with the Easter Bunny, chocolate crosses, chocolate eggs, big baskets, all kinds of sweets, 10 pounds of sugar. I know Hershey will never sponsor the show again. I got it. But I admonish you, Christian parents, just take the time to explain the day to them. Look, don't you think that there are atheist parents out there saying, hey, there are some religious people who believe in this phony God. Not all. Don't get me wrong. If you're an atheist and you don't believe in God, and then you celebrate Easter of some kind, what do you tell your children when they're asking you about their friends? And do you just say they're crazy? They believe in something that doesn't exist. I'd love to hear I won't ridicule you. I would love to hear what you have to say to your friends, family, loved ones, whatever, when somebody's talking about it. Be a whole new area opened up for me, you know? All right. Enough on that for now. But what else can you say about it? Never mind. I'm not going to go down that road. Whatever. So, as you see people starting to turn, starting to get upset now in the parties, House Democrats now, quite a few of them actually, have returned campaign donations from AOC for their upcoming elections. Yeah, they start raising money a day and a half after the election on the even years. There's three vulnerable House Democrats. They've reportedly returned the campaign donations that they receive from the campaign of AOC. Now, AOC's campaign sent $5,000 donations to several lawmakers because they're facing a tough time in 2022. I don't know why this is a tough time. I mean, they're going to try to cheat again anyhow. I don't know what the tough time is yet. At least three such Democrats, Representative Carolyn Bordeaux of Georgia, Alyssa Slotkin of Michigan, and Connor Lamb out of Pennsylvania. He just got elected. I'm surprised he's facing a tough election. They've either declined the donation or committed to returning them, and that's according to Politico. The lawmakers are concerned about being tied to Ocasio. She's an open Democrat socialist, and she figures that would hurt them with swing voters. And they're right. If we do it right, they're right. AOC's payments went to the Democrat Congressional Campaign Committee, that's the other thing too. People don't realize how much this money is thrown around. They know how to get it to where they need to get it. They know how to get it to who they need to get it to. The Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, they've butted heads with AOC on several occasions. See, she's dangerous because she's so sure she's right about everything. She's sure that every word that comes out of her mouth, every thought that comes into her head is real, right, and true and should be carried out. Now, the staff at DCC reportedly did not foresee a double-edged sword of tying the controversial congresswoman to the party's most vulnerable members. Here's the part I love. The staff at the DCCC, DCCC as they love to be called, they didn't see any problem with this in the beginning. Spokesman for the DCCC said that Chris Hayden didn't talk about the specifics of the payments, but called the money transfers, a miscommunication. No, it wasn't. You have people at each end that weren't thinking things through. They didn't understand really what it meant, right? We appreciate Representative AOC's ongoing commitment to a Democrat majority. Due to the miscommunication, some transfers were made in error, but that's been addressed. No, I want to see the paperwork. So they've actually been returned, right? The GOP has spent 4 years saying that the frontliners are all socialists. Now they got the receipts to prove it. Look, she's great at raising money. That's why some people feel that she's going to be the next Nancy Pelosi. She knows how to make money. She knows how to make it happen. Right? And she's just crazy enough that the little, she gets millions of people to give her like $5 donations, $2 donations. Because she's just so sweet. She's so nice. God, 855 Real Joe, 855-732, 5563. Oh, come on. You've got to have some fun with this stuff. It'll make you nuts. Your head will explode. Right? Now, whenever Donald Trump does something wrong or a Republican does something wrong, the mainstream media and news as a whole, they go out of their way. And I mean out. They go out of their way. Right? To go after Republicans and Trump and let you know over the years who they've been involved with, what they've seen, you know, when it comes to any of this stuff. The Me Too movement loves throwing stuff on the Republicans. It usually isn't true. Well, now that with the resurfacing of this person, this animal that went and stabbed the Capitol Police officer, that Louis Farrakhan might be involved in this. Well, some of our more illustrious Democrats, are there any? I don't know. More illustrious Democrats, we're showing how they've been tied to Louis Farrakhan. Farrakhan previously described Hitler as a very good man. He described Jewish people as termites. Never hear that anywhere. Majority Whip James Clyburn, a Democrat out of South Carolina, shared a stage with Farrakhan in 2011. Why wasn't that a big deal? Trump went to a dance party, found Epstein there. I can't imagine Trump dancing. And all of a sudden, he was tied to it. Anyway, Joe Mancini, your host, will be back in a minute. Don't go far.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
10. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate leaders are offering their condolences for the Capitol police officer killed in an attack outside the Capitol Friday. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell both issuing statements saying they are heartbroken over the incident that left Officer Williams dead and another officer injured. As far as if the event is linked to terrorism, Metro DC Police Chief Robert Conti says,
"It does not appear to be terrorism related, but obviously we'll continue to investigate to see if there's some type of nexus along those lines."
The 25-year-old suspect, identified as Noah Green, on his Facebook page does say he is a follower of the Nation of Islam. The airline industry praising a new CDC guideline that says people who are fully vaccinated can travel safely. The travel industry hit hard in 2020. USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
There is the theory of the Möbius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
We are back. This is the Real Sound on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. With me? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution. It's always good when you are. And you're not just spewing stuff out there that's not necessarily true. We were talking about how it's interesting how the Democrats, I mean, Donald Trump goes to a dance or a party, whatever it was. And Epstein, I guess, maybe it was an Epstein party or Epstein was there. I don't even know. That's how important it was. So Epstein was there or throwing the party. So somehow there had to be some deep, dark connection between Epstein and Trump. None of the others that we have actually have pictures of, you know, Billy Bob Clinton and others on the left. No. They weren't even mentioned. It wasn't a big deal. It was only a big deal because Trump was involved. The hypocrisy shines on a regular basis. It's great. And you see it over and over and over again. You see the likes of Maxine Waters and others that buddy up next to Farrakhan, a man who described Adolf Hitler as a very great man. That was okay. And nobody called her on the carpet for anything, right? Crazy Auntie Maxine. Majority Whip James Clyburn, he was on stage with Farrakhan in 2011. That's why I brought up the dance with Trump. After the event, Clyburn told the news source, that the Nation of Islam's media arm, he told the Nation of Islam's media arm that he was not bothered in the least bit by people criticizing his appearance with Farrakhan. Clyburn's office would not or didn't return any of the conservative side's phone calls to ask him about it. Representative Danny Davis, he praised Farrakhan in 2018 as an outstanding human being who does outstanding things. Wow. Davis also said that he wasn't bothered by Farrakhan's position on the Jewish question. Right? Think about it. I mean, all the comments that Farrakhan and his type have said about the Jews, calling them termites and other things, no outcry, no outrage. You know, it really is interesting. This is not just a double standard. This is a way of life for these people. I'm talking about the Democrats. Georgia Democratic Senator Ralph Warnock, whatever his name is, he's also spoken positively about Farrakhan's group. Warnock in 2013 said the Nation of Islam's voice has been a very important for the development of black theology. Let that sink in for a second. Maxine Waters, known Farrakhan for eons, they was hugging all over each other at an event. Waters received a shout-out from Farrakhan at his 2002 Savior's Day speech. It's an annual convention held by the Nation of Islam. He said that we have Maxine Waters here, our great congresswoman from this area. Later in that speech, Farrakhan defended the Palestinian suicide bomber, saying that Palestinians have nothing to defend themselves with. So they're so exhausted, they're so exasperated. Think about that. Strapping bombs themselves, making themselves the weapons. Praising the bombers. I mean, I don't see how you praise them. They're cowards. They're going in with a bomb. People don't know they're there. There's no open fight. It's not like they're doing it at military barracks or military barracks only. When they go into schools and hospitals or they're around those places, yeah, there's no guts there. And then the world would get upset because Iran or somebody's trying to send them some weapons. Wait a minute. If you were Jewish and you saw an unarmed Jew being persecuted, wouldn't you come to your brother's aid? Do you expect Muslims to see their brothers suffering like that and not come to their aid? The suffering is self-inflicted. Matter of fact, the peace in the Middle East was great under Trump. We were moving into an era for sure. Not so much that they trusted each other, but they were willing to live together. They were willing not to kill each other on a regular basis. Not to be driving each other nuts. Come on, think it through. This is to take a brain surgeon to figure this stuff out. You know, young man, whatever you want to call him, he put out a letter, and it had nothing to do with what he was doing here. But the way he talks about somebody's haters, for me, it's a lot more than just saying, hey, you know, the guy was just misguided. He talks to, he says, peace to friends, family, and enemies and alike. I want to give everyone an update. I promise to be honest, these past few years have been tough. These past few months have been even tougher. I've been tried with some of the biggest unimaginable tests of my life. I'm currently now unemployed after I left my job, partly due to the afflictions, but ultimately in search of spiritual journey. Quit his job for his spiritual journey. So I haven't had much to lean on in the past few months. I've faced fear, hunger, loss of wealth. Yeah, well, yeah. You lose money when you don't have a job. My faith is one of the only things that has been able to carry me through these times. My faith is centered on the belief of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan as Jesus the Messiah. Now, as a Christian, I take offense at that. Do I want me to go out and kill a Muslim? No. Do I want to go burn down a mosque or whatever? No. Do I want to grab a bullhorn and go sit in a car in front of a mosque and start yelling at them? No. They're misguided. They don't understand the truth. I'll pray for them. But that's it. I'm not going to hurt anybody over it. Right? That's God's role is to judge and dole out, not mine. But it shows, again, as you go through this and you read this more and more and more. He said, I want to give my personal testimony for a man who accomplished this great mission for the liberation of all of us. Under the teaching of Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Right? And he goes on to talk about how great Farrakhan is and all this. The business of warfare. Now, you see this. Right, you see this going on. The FBI has seen this stuff. Where are they? Why aren't they at least talking to this young man? Finding out where his head's at. What's going on? What's next? He apparently was into some drug use. He got into a little bit of trouble. Not a lot of criminal stuff going on. He starts talking about how bad the COVID is and the national debt. That came out of nowhere. I don't know how. But ultimately, so the major goal of mine is to meet the man who's been instrumental in my awakening and my life's work. I'm unsure if I ever will get that opportunity, but I wanted to write this note for two purposes, to give everyone an update and in hopes that the note may somehow reach the minister. I encourage everyone to study this man. Did you get a chill too? I got a chill. Everyone to study this man and his teacher, the exalted Christ, the honorable Elijah Muhammad. Now, I'm not going to make fun of these leaders because, you know, again, people follow them for their own reasons. Remember that Jimmy Jones was a leader? There are a lot of leaders out there that lead people the right way. There's a lot to do. But when you have people, you know, see, it's funny because this is what they're saying about Trump. If you have people that follow a hater like Trump, it doesn't take much for him to get them to go out and do nasty things to people. They would never say that about Farrakhan, would they? You know why? They'd be afraid to. And you know it as well as I do. 855-REAL-CHOW. 855-732-5563. You know, for 4 years, the GOP has been screaming about how the DCCC has been funding just some of the crazy stuff, from some of the socialist stuff. They're talking about how the frontliners in the party are all socialists. And now they've got receipts to prove it. You know, that's the other thing, too. They always say, well, just because I take money from somebody doesn't mean I agree with them. Oh, really? So you're a whore? Right? You want to take money for anything just to get by? Yeah, I'm not buying. Joe Mazzini, your host. This is Real Sign. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Slime me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
I think there were two iterations of that movie, right? Ghostbusters. Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. Oh, you sent me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And again, if you're listening and you got to get going, happy Resurrection Day to you. Relax. Talk to your kids. Tell them what the day's all about. It's always good. It's always good to inform, right? Can't hurt anyway. Not necessarily about the Nation of Islam. I don't have a whole bunch of information, but I do know a bit about Mr. Farrakhan and such. You know, when somebody, from my world, somebody else says that they're Jesus, we got a problem. Jesus said many would come in his name, and they aren't. He said there would be false prophets, people that weren't telling the truth. Go figure, I can't imagine. So I'm not going to give you a religion lesson here tonight, but really, you know, you're talking about some people that religion is all about the day, the moment, what's going on right now, talking about your eternal life. So, you know, make sure you pay attention. You know what's going on. You know what they're talking about. You know what I'm saying? All right. The reason I paused so long, I've got you. If you can see what I see. And all the stories I have that I want to go through, that I know I'm not going to get through them all, it's like, oh, come on, I'll skip that one. Stacey Abrams in the news again. It's a wonderful peach of a woman. She is applauding Major League Baseball's decision to move the All-Star Game out of Georgia. Never mind that, you know, hundreds of, maybe even thousands of people. Yep, thousands of people are going to lose their jobs. Over this, because it's not just that. They'll move more out, obviously. Former Georgia Democrat gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams Notice we said candidate. We did not say governor. She still believes that she was the governor. Major League Baseball's decision Friday to pull its 2021 All-Star game out of Atlanta. Right then and there, you can put a period. They lost a boatload of people over that. And I'm glad to hear, just like Major League Baseball, basketball, football, former Georgia Democrat Stacey Abrams, she was well in front of herself. I'll put it that way. How's that sound? They don't sit down and think through the pain. Now, if Georgia residents decide this is what they want to do, see, I've always said, in most cases, in almost all cases, most cases, we're a representative government. What goes to Congress, what goes to the state Senate or legislature is sent by the people. So they represent, they're representing the constituency. They're supposed to be representing the people that voted them in and not voted them in, you know, that area. And when you look at the numbers, you look at the real numbers as to what's going on across the country, the nonpartisan numbers, the Democrats are way off. They're way on the other side of some of these issues that they shouldn't be. So MLB's decision is one of the most significant, you know, acts to date in the process of the GOP-backed legislation. Critics of that measure, including, you know, Abrams and Biden and others, argue that it's nothing more than voter suppression. Well, you know, 72% of blacks don't believe that. At least not in Georgia. They saw what happened. MLB will move the All-Star Games, but proud of the stance on their voting rights. Georgia GOP traded economic opportunity for suppression, Abrams wrote. It's just so funny. What's really funny is most of the laws that they changed, they've not really changed anything. No, seriously. Have any of you done a comparison look at these? There's really nothing there to get all wigged out about, all irritated about, if you would. As I said to Sonia, is it the blacks can't get IDs? Are we for real here? Right? Will we stop patronizing businesses that don't stand for our principles? Delta has come out and spoken against this. Are you still going to fly Delta? And don't tell me, you may have to put yourself out another 4 or 5 hours, another $100 or whatever, to take another airline. When do we start making a difference? We're not making a difference just voting. You saw that. There has to be more to it than that. Georgia, by the way, they have had voter ID since 2000. So, what's changed? Right? They've actually added a day for voting. How is that suppression? They figured out how much time they were cutting off the day-to-days. You know, they were cutting the daytime to normal business hours. That is to the state legislature and voting. Right? And yes, you have to have a reason to vote absentee. They tell you that there's no food or water in line. It's not true. It's not prohibited. And what's really funny that they're not talking about is that New York has actually tougher laws than Georgia when it comes to voting. So is Delta and Coke and others pulling out of New York? If the Yankees pull it off, will they be in the World Series? Would they be in a World Series? I mean, they are the New York Yankees. Surprised they haven't tried to change that name. They're out of control. We've allowed them to get there, but they're out of control. I love, and again, Stacey Abrams comes off as if she's, you know, all into the righteousness of it. She's not. Georgia lawmakers passed the Election Integrity Act in a party line vote last month following a contentious 2020 election cycle. Now, the funny thing about this is you had legislators, one in particular, pounding on the governor's door not to sign the bill. Well, hey, the vote was taken. Now, we told us about Biden, stop questioning things. The vote was taken. Really? So now what? What's your beef now? That you can't see the governor? He gets to make appointments like everybody else. You don't get to barge in. The bill included restrictions on absentee and mail-in voting, increased legislative oversight of state elections, additional voter ID requirements, and restrictions on non-poll workers providing food and drink to voters waiting in line at the polls. I told you last night, big reason for that, you could have a button on, you could have a sticker on, you could enter into conversation about who you're voting for and why. They don't want you doing that. People there to vote, leave them alone. You want to bring them water? Great. They don't have to listen to you because you voluntarily asked them if they wanted a bottle of free water. Right? The supporters included Georgia Governor Brian Kemp, a Republican, obviously. And Kemp criticized Abrams and Biden for their involvement in the push to relocate the All-Star Game. They're losing even more jobs. Well, people are going to stand up for the principals. They could have while they had the job. They didn't. They didn't want to. It wasn't that important or true to them. I believe that they're lying on this one. Republican supporters included Georgia Governor Brian Kemp, supporter. He's supposed to be upholding the law. He's supposed to be wanting clean elections. And just a massive amount of voting or absentees. Those are not easy to follow. Those are not easy to track. It's not easy to make sure that they're real and right. He says the Georgians will not be bullied, but we've heard that before. Didn't always quite work out that way. The MLB commissioner, Robert Manfred, he said the decision was made after discussing with the MLB Players Association and his Players Alliance. You know what's funny about this, if you think about it? Most of these sports, right, whether it's, baseball, well, not hockey, basketball, football, you know, they have a high number of blacks employed as professionals and so on. So I don't get it. I don't get how they actually believe that this is hurting them in some way, shape, manner, or form. They're looking for a new city to host it. Let me see. I wonder where they could go. What's a Democrat state they could go to? Let me think about that. California. I wonder how that's going to go. They're right in the middle of a fight in getting churches all the way open and leaving them open. Stop playing with them. It's out of control. And we know that. We already know this. I've already said it a million times. We know it's out of control. So we need to start taking it back. Dog catcher, water board member, school board member, city council member, town council member. Start there. But if you're one that acquiesces a lot, that you kind of doubt in your head that you're going to be able to, don't run. Just don't run. Biden narrowly won Georgia by, I think I heard today it was 22,000, 23,000 votes. Right? He likened Georgia's voting bill rights to Jim Crow on steroids. Are they for real? Because we want to make sure people who have the right to vote, vote. Because it's not like having your vote nullified because an illegal voted. Someone who should have voted. And after they relocate the All-Star Game from Atlanta, they're working on it big time. And again, where do you think they should put it? So I'm a senior host. I'm not a sports guy, so I don't even know where to start with that. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hang tight. A lot more coming up. We're going to wrap up some of the stories from the week and where we need to go from there. We'll be back in a few.